Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Brecker. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville School Superintendent Cassie Pearson about the school board meeting held Tuesday night.
Would you care to comment on the situation with Coach Joel Johnson? He had about 70 people show up to public comment at the school board meeting last night.
Our public comment section at the board meeting, we have regular meetings the second and fourth Monday every month, and that's an opportunity for citizens to make any comments to the board, really, and give some opinion. And it's a great opportunity for people to be involved in local government. Our school board members are elected officials, if you will. Last night we had 14 people who actually addressed the board and gave their comments, and with personnel issues by law, I'm not able to say anything specifically about those, but I do think it's good that our school board is able to entertain listening to, you know, people who have comments and opinions about the school district and any portion of the school district. I think that always gives us some good insight and some good public perception and gives us some discussions on where we should go with the district in the future, which was another one of our topics at our school board meeting. The board was able to take a look at the School Improvement Advisory Committee's recommendation for a new vision, mission statement, and action plans. And, you know, so every time we do have community members who talk to board members, that always enriches our conversations that we have later.
The strategic mission and goals.
A new mission statement is ensuring a culture of excellence for every student. Our previous mission statement was quite lengthy, so we're hoping this one is a little shorter and to the point and easier to remember. We also developed a motto, if you will, and our motto is very short. It's lead, commit, achieve. And we really do plan to live that every single day in the Knoxville school system. Two of the goals that were set include being a leader in 21st century learning, and the second one is being a caring community. Our school advisory committee is made up of roughly 50 people. It includes students, parents, community members that do not have children in school any longer, staff members, and administrators. And so with that group of people, we try to diversify the opinions as much as we can, and backgrounds and experiences, to really make sure that when we're trying to put together recommendations, especially as large as a vision for our district, we're looking at all angles and making sure that we can take care of all students in our school system. Underneath those goals, we really broke it down into 8 different categories of things that we want to pay attention to. So those would include achievement, technology, authentic learning, life skills, communication, collaboration, culture and climate, and a sense of community. The new poster that the board approved includes all of that information, and it really is broken down into more of an action plan. So at the top of the poster, it talks about if our district and the people in our system do certain things, then our students should be able to realize certain outcomes. And the board thought that the committee did a great, thorough job of including everything that we really are striving to work towards. It's going to be interesting, I think, as we get the new vision, mission, and goals set out to our school buildings and let the teachers there kind of wrap their head around them and make more specific action plans. We do plan to work towards really strengthening our literacy program across the district, starting with preschool students all the way through our high school students, because literacy is just such an important skill that everybody attain a high level of. And then another area that we are really working on is just how do we improve our system overall? We've got a new teacher leadership program that is a state initiative. This year we will start with approximately 50 teacher leaders in different roles. The state provides about $500,000 to do that. And it's all about coaching. You know, Bill Gates, I think, had a TED talk that really explained that everybody needs a coach, and a coach really is just one of those people who can look from the outside at what you're doing and give some feedback in a different perspective so that we can be reflective and make sure that we're giving our best and doing our best every single day and just getting better every day. So we're excited to begin that teacher leadership program, and I think there are great things ahead for our school districts this year.
Thanks again to Cassie Pearson. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIA KRLS.com.